All right, guys, we are back for another episode of the podcast, starting these new shorter episodes that are going to be dedicated to the Yeti question of the day. So this week, we're answering a question that came in through email from Logan. It's a little bit of a broad question, but I think, you know, it'll be interesting to see how you answer it, Jay. And then I obviously have some thoughts. So Logan asked, what does your nutrition look like? What is Jason Kalipa doing for nutrition these days?
I'm eating all the meat. No, so I've tried everything, dude. I've done
bowl of Euro meat every day.
Yeah. I've done 40 days of just meat. I've done paleo. I've done zone. I've done, you name it. One of the things I actually did a long time ago, this was really tough. When I was competing in CrossFit, I thought I was too heavy, and maybe I was, maybe I wasn't, but anyways, I tried hardcore zone to get below 200 pounds. This is like years ago.
Dude, the zone diet, dust that puppy off.
Bro, I was teaching seminars and I was the Tupperware guy. Like I was the guy bringing Tupperware with like my food. I was weighing and measuring. Like I was all about it. I was trying to get below 200 pounds and I ended up not. So fun fact, I have not seen 199 on a scale since before high school. So maybe one day I'll try and drop down below that. Anyways, back to the topic at hand. Tried everything. I think for me, I regularly try and eat balanced meals throughout the day. So a protein, a fat, and a carbohydrate, each one. I generally fast until like midday in general. I'd say I definitely consume the bulk of my calories in the evening because a lot of times I'm training during the day or I'm doing things and I feel like I get a mental fog. If I eat too much, I get brain fog. So I don't eat very much until later on at night and then I'll consume quite a bit of calories then with a protein, a fat, and a carbohydrate. I try and hydrate really, really well, especially in the morning, just drinking a ton of water and then try and keep up with that. I try and reduce alcohol intake to like probably like I'd say 3 drinks a week. There's exceptions to that. Sometimes none, sometimes more, but that's in general what I like to do with nutrition is I don't eat much during the day. I eat most of it at night. So I guess you could say it's more of like a intermittent fasting. I try and have a balanced meal and eat real food. I try and avoid excessive amounts of sugar. Like I'm not like super uptight about it. I'm probably more low key than most people would think.
But I think that the key point there is that it clearly is working for you. You feel good at working out. You feel like your energy is high enough so you can keep up with the kids and do all the things that you want to do inside the gym and out. And I think that that's where, you know, sometimes when I hear or people ask these questions to, you know, athletes that they look up to or fitness, nutrition influencer, or so on and so forth, like people, like one of the most popular YouTube videos that anyone that has a channel will make is like a full day of eating of person blank.
Right.
And like, that stuff is super entertaining, but I think that it's almost a little detrimental because that works for like you, for example, or for anyone, doesn't mean that that's what, you know, anyone here listening should go and emulate that 100%. Nutrition is so, so individual to everyone. And that's where I think that like people get tripped up a little bit because they're like, wow, like I want to look like Jason Kalipa. I want to perform like Jason Kalipa. Henceforth, I should eat like Jason Kalipa. And it might not work for you to skip breakfast. It might not work for you to eat most of your calories at night. You know, like that's something that I know for a lot of people, it actually doesn't work, right? Like you won't have the energy to perform in your earlier morning workouts if you're not fueling that appropriately. And that's just an example. But anyway, I think that the biggest thing that you brought up that I think is super powerful is that you're low key about it, which to me translates to, it's not like an added stressor to your life, which I think is important. I think that whatever you find should be something that isn't like depleting your discipline bucket so much that like that's the thing that you're focused on. And then you don't have any discipline left for other areas of your life. I think that finding something that feels easy and doesn't feel like every day you're waking up and like, man, like I got to be good about my nutrition today. That's the key. Like that's when you're winning. Because for me, what does my nutrition look like? Like I haven't missed counting macros like more than 2 days in a row. Maybe if I'm traveling, I don't count when I'm traveling. It's just too much of a headache and I don't travel that much. And I kind of like can guesstimate enough, but for now over a year and a half, almost 2 years, every single day, in an app. I put my weight and I'm tracking my food. And it's just become a habit.
And like, that works just, for you.
It works for me because I'm you know, we've talked about this before. I'm trying to get as jacked as possible in my 30s. And I'm doing that by constantly periodizing my nutrition and my training till I go on a gain phase and then go on a cut phase. It's been working really, really well for me. And the reason I think it's been working really well for me is because I've managed to like figure out all the habits. Like, I'm not doing this and eating crummy food. I'm not doing this and not sleeping. I'm not doing this and doing the things that some people need to work on first. But like, if you do have a little bit more of a precise nutrition and body composition goal, it's really nice to just be like, dude, it's just a math equation. Like, it's just like, I know exactly how much I have to eat to put on muscle. I know exactly how much I have to eat to burn fat. And it's nice to have that clarity. Yes, is it a pain if you're not used to it to like, oh, you got to put this in, you got to put that in. But honestly, like when you get to the point where you're eating similar foods on most days, it's actually just really nice because you can stay very like, you know, straight to your goal and have a little bit of flexibility on days that you are going to eat out, for example, or that you are going to do things because you know exactly how that can fit in. And it's a slippery slope because, you know, people hear that and be like, well, you know, if it fits, like you can have all sorts of crummy food. But anyway, that's what I'm currently doing. It's working really well for me. But I think what I would want to like summarize as our answer to this question is that just because it works for me, just because it works for Jason, doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work for you. And the most important thing is to find something that like isn't requiring like every ounce of like white knuckling, discipline to be able to adhere to. That's the most important. If you're not going to be able to do it for the rest of your life, don't do it for a month.
Dude, I think, for me, I've tried all these different things and like, I've just found that like my aesthetics are close to where I want to be. My performance is close to where I want to be. And it just works for me. And I hate to even, it just, to your point, like you only have so much discipline. Like I train super hard, but I spend less time, less mental bandwidth worried about what I'm eating. Yes. Am I eating good foods compared to most people? Yeah, sure. Right. But like last night, for example, I had a bowl of Cheerios. I love cereal. I absolutely love cereal. And it was like 8 o'clock at night. I was consuming most of my calories between like that 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. window. And dude, I had some Cheerios and I like cereal. So, but I just don't really worry about it that much. Like if my body feels like it needs it, I provide it to it and I get after it the next day. That's my view on nutrition. And it's not for everybody, but the question was asked and that's my response.
And then the last thing I will kind of leave people with is you've done a great job of like, you know, putting in investments to where now like your performance and your aesthetics are in a place where like you don't need to make drastic changes because they're so close to what your ideal is. There is something to be said about like if you're currently like really not happy with where you are performance wise or aesthetic wise, there is something to be said about like there might have to be obviously more drastic changes or more focus on figuring out habits. But even if you're in that case, like even if you're in the camp of like, hey, like I really need to shake things up, I'll encourage you to not shake things up like a complete 180 because that always backfires. You'll be really good until you're not, and then you'll go back to baseline and you'll just be frustrated. So small wins, one win at a time, balanced meals. I love that you said that. I think that's really important. I think if you can just focus on that, making sure that every time you do eat, you're eating a protein, a carb, and a fat like that. If someone is just like, okay, great. You said a bunch of really cool shit. Where can I start? That's a perfect place to start.
100%. And then hopefully won't get that brain fog throughout the day. That's the goal, right?
That's it, man.
Feeling good and looking good.
That's it, man. Well, I'm excited to do these. That wraps up our first Yeti question of the day episode. These are going to be quick episodes where we answer one question that you can ask us on email or on social media. Anything else, Jay?
That's all I got, brother. Let's go.
All right. Cool.